Omni Stacks.
My name is 23X.
And the song you buy here now is called Wishing on a Star by the both of us in the eyes of a given mother.
Listen, I was wishing on a star, and baby, you're my star. Tell me how we stayed distant so long, ain't just seen who we are. I wish we get another chance to take a fall. I just wish I ain't had to wish up on a star. Wish we could've stayed together. Try not to think about it, but I did like the thought of being with you forever. I wish we get another chance to take a fall. I just wish I ain't had to wish up on a star. But I know I got my own faults. I ain't perfect, but I'm trying. I just wish you could see the results. But if you don't want to, then I understand. You said I played in your face. I know that, son, that you couldn't stand. So who am I to judge another nigga? Who am I with all these faults to tell other niggas to be a nigga? Who am I to give advice when all my life that I've been living, I'm just barely able to look at the bigger picture?
She ain't looking at the bigger picture. Every time I text her, she won't text back. Can you pick her? Why can't you just see what I see? I cannot let go. Tell her what to do and she gon' listen like an echo. I'm trying to build my trust up just like a Jenga game. Hope that it don't fall, cause if it do, then I'll just be the same. Thought I had forgot her, but it hit me when I seen the name. Time it wasn't right, they want you to feel like I was playing games. But even though you told me no, I still made a way. God could love the text you, gram, that's why we sitting here today. Fast forward, now I see it can't be no in between. Either we soulmates or we enemies.
But I don't wanna be your enemy, my feelings got ahead of me. I can't let you go because you always after me. Don't know how to love, but we all the recipe. If I was attending, I'd give you all the rest of me.
I was wishing on a star, and baby, you're my star. Tell me how we stayed distant so long, ain't this ain't who we are. I wish we get another chance to take a fall. I just wish I ain't had to wish up on a star. Wish we could've stayed together. Try not to think about it, but I did like the thought of being with you forever. I wish we get another chance to take a fall. I just wish I ain't had to wish up on a star. I was wishing on a star, and baby, you're my star. Tell me how we stayed distant so long, ain't this ain't who we are. I wish we get another chance to take a fall. I just wish I ain't had to wish up on a star. Wish we could've stayed together. Try not to think about it, but I did like the thought of being with you forever. I wish we get another chance to take a fall. I just wish I ain't had to wish up on a star.
Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to episode 3 of In the Eyes of Grieving Mothers. I would like to introduce this young man. His name is Jacob. And first, I want to start off, I always like to start off with a little brief education to everyone just about grief. Grief is, and what grief is. Grief is an overwhelming emotional response to the loss of a loved one, a relationship, or anything that has great emotional significance, like a job, moving to a different city, separation from your children. There is no specific time frame associated with grief. Even though grief has universal emotions, each person experiences grief on their own individual ways. And there's different phases through grief. You got denial, you got anger, you got bargaining, you got depression and acceptance. And again, our podcast is not to traumatize anyone, re-traumatize anyone. It's for educational purposes and awareness purposes to those that are listening. Go ahead, Suave.
I don't need to say no more, people. Y'all already got it. I just want to let y'all know, subscribe and like In the Eyes of a Grieving Mother. Y'all heard it. And for all of y'all that listened to episode 1 and episode 2, yo, shout out. But we need to make episode 3 and 4 go viral. Let's get it. Hit subscribe, like, and share In the Eyes of a Grieving Mother. You can listen to us on True Crime, True Story Network, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Stop playing, people. Let's get right into it.
Let's get into it. All right, so beside me, we have Jake. Jake is a very humble young man. When I met Jake, I was intrigued, and so I loved his material. He's a production artist. I'm gonna let Jake introduce himself and share a little bit about what he does. Go ahead, Jake.
Yo, my name is Jacob. My rap name is Tash Squiddy. That's where everybody really know me by, Tash or Squiddy. But I make music. I make clothes. I do videos. I just like doing stuff. I like making stuff.
A man with many talents. A young man with many talents.
Make money?
Yeah, oh God!
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. number one thing. If you're gonna make everything, if you're gonna be into the designing the culture, which is what he's into, the culture, make sure you're getting compensated, people.
Yeah. So I met Jacob not too long ago, and I was intrigued by the work that he do. And in our conversation, he shared with me that he had lost his mother. And I asked him what he liked to be a guest on a podcast to share with the world. What it's like to experience a loss of a mother, of a parent. As you heard, you heard me share as the host, you know, about my loss of my son. And episode 2, you heard it from Maj 23X, Keon. He shared about what it's like as being a child and losing a loved one, losing a brother. And now we have this young man, Jacob, here that's going to share with us what it's like and growing up and, you know, what it's like to lose a mother. And again, we are sharing these experiences with the world, not to re-traumatize anyone or the people that we have on the show, but it's just to raise the awareness to the community and to parents and family members that's out there that doesn't really understand, you know, what someone is going through when you experience grief. Sometimes you find that our youth is sheltered by grief. Grief can sometimes arrest a person mentally, emotionally, and physically. It shows the changes in their behavior. So this is just for awareness purposes on why we are doing our episodes and our segments. Even though it's titled In the Eyes of a Grieving Mother, it's just not mothers. It's about, you know, how grief has impacted or has an effect on individuals as a whole. So now I'm going to ask Jacob if he would like to share with us what it was like, Jake, when you was growing up as a child.
Growing up as a child, you know, I was always close with my mom and my dad. Always very close. So with me, I mean, since like what, sixth grade, I started making music, right? And I used to hide it from my mom or whatever. I used to hide it from my parents, but eventually they found out or whatever. And, you know, just always like really close to my mom. So that was like a main way that we kind of connected there. It was like my music. That's just another main way for us. You know, we always watch movies, always, you know, go out. I would even talk to her about it was sixth grade. I would talk to her about anything, stuff that happened in school, girls, anything. Like, we were really close. So, you know, close with my dad too. Seventh grade, summer came around. My parents was always like, my mom had diabetes. So she, you know, she was always, you know, taking her insulin and stuff like that. Always, both my parents was kind of like in and out the hospital type. Like, my dad, he had sickle cell. So he was always in and out the hospital, mom too. Seventh grade summer, my dad passed away. And, you know, with my mom, that just left me and my mom. Probably twice times that I've cried was when my dad passed away in seventh grade. And with my mom, you know, I watched her not only become stronger, but I watched her fall as well with my own eyes. So, you know, I kind of fell off with her though at the same time, like, because I feel like trying to talk to her, I felt like I was still trying to talk to my dad. for real, for real. Like, I was still, like, you know, they connected. So I felt like, you know, in correlation, talking to her was like going back into that trauma. I never really faced that trauma when my dad passed away. So with my mom, you know, we kind of stopped doing all the stuff we used to, you know, kind of stopped. Wasn't talking to her as much. Wasn't watching the movies I talked about as much. The music, I kind of sheltered myself, you know what I'm saying? And also, what, it was quarantine. You think we would be closer in quarantine, but I kind of shut myself in my room because that was around that time. So, yeah, when my mom, things got, it got bad. But, you know, she made things work. She always made sure the lights was on. She always made sure there was food on the table, all that. Even when the lights did go out, she made sure they got back on in the next couple hours. You know, so my mom, she's a strong woman. She was a very strong woman. Then in 11th grade, my mom, you know, she was always in and out the hospital. So I didn't really, like, think too deep into it as much as I should have. And, you know, I'm all she got. So in 11th grade, my mom passed away in the hospital, natural causes. And, you know, that really just kind of, I don't know. I remember my neighbor coming in. You know, I was really close to my neighbor. My neighbor came in and he knocked on the door. He was like, Jacob, because he knew my mom was at the hospital. I was like, yeah. I was already knowing what was happening. So, you know, that's probably like the last time I cried since, it was, what, like 11th grade, 2022. And, yeah, just kind of spiraled out, you know. Dealing with that is like really crazy, and it's hard.
So I thank you for sharing the moments, and I'm sorry about both your parents. I wasn't aware that, you know, when we talked, we had spoke about, you know, your mom. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I hear that when you shared about your father, that you got you I would say, or I guess you would say, you were still in a state of shock, like, and that's a part of grief. You know, we get locked in shock because it's like a disbelief, and unintentionally we detach ourselves from emotions because it's like you're in a space where as though you can't really identify with what's happening. It affects everybody around you. You know, everybody around you can see the change in you, and fear of losing someone else. You kind of shelter your feelings of love. Would you say that? Like, you, like, for me, when that happened to my son, I kind of lived in fear, you know, of my other son. Like, I was so fearful. But I remember back when that happened, I kind of was detaching myself from my younger son because I felt like I can't allow this to happen to me again. Like, because grief is so overwhelming, like, for you to go through that process and still try to function on a day-to-day basis is kind of challenging. It's kind of hard, you know. So what led you to your music? Like, what led you? I see that you said you had, you and your mom, you know, you had that relationship with your mom. She would come and listen to you. For my son, I hear him. I just think he'd be screaming. Like, I'd just be hearing all this screaming going down. I'd be like, dang. Like,
same.
Yeah. Like, I never could understand it. I'll be in the kitchen and I just hear, la, la. I'm like, well, maybe something. I don't know, maybe talking to somebody. Until I understood, I walked down there. One day I walked down there and I was like, what is happening? He was like, I'm making my music. I'm like, oh, you know, but I hear screaming, but when I listen to the lyrics, I listen to the song, I'm like, oh, so this must be how you got to do it. You got to holler. Process. Yeah. So maybe I could start hollering in the house and, you know, you might think I'm singing. Like, yeah. So how were you able to take, you know, those two tragic moments or those two moments that happened to you and convert that over to your music? And have you ever been involved in any, like, legal issues because of that? Did you ever turn to the streets or get involved in, like, I don't know, like, was you ever, like, what's the word I'm looking for, Suave? I can't think of the word. Like a juvenile? No, not a juvenile. It's
I'll give it to you, the system. But have you ever been arrested? Good. And don't.
You never been arrested?
No.
I do have a few questions for you, man. First of all, man, I'm sorry for the loss of your mom. I lost my mom when I was in prison. in 2009. And I wasn't allowed to come out to the funeral because at that time I was a lifer. So I feel your pain, right? But I'm pretty sure she's looking down at you and proud of who you are and who you becoming. And again, you know, I'm gonna go there with it because I'm a strong advocate for youth and for youth, especially when they're doing the right thing. A lot of the time in the city of Philadelphia, what we see is young people getting, what we see is young people getting the blame for a lot of the stuff. And but we don't get them credit for what they do right.
Mm-hmm.
I give you credit, bro.
I do too.
I just met you and I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah.
To see, how old are you?
18.
To see an 18-year-old wow. black man in the city of Philadelphia mm-hmm. that never been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Where the crime rate is so high.
Says a whole lot about who you are and how you was raised. And it's a testament that it don't matter what the household look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's the values that your parents install in you. All right? Keep that in mind, young brother. Keep that in mind, bro. You know, a lot of the time, people think, oh, I come from a messed up background. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
We put blame and fault on the environment.
But one thing my mom always told me was, always treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. Treat people the way they treat you. Always. And that's what I try to do today, bro. So I'm proud of you, bro.
I'm proud of you.
But I want to say this, right? That you 18 years old. People looking at you, and I'm talking about society, and probably betting against you.
You black? Right?
I hope so. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You identify as African American?
And you 18. And you 18 years old.
18 years old. Yeah.
So that's guess what? That's two strikes.
He's not involved in any looting that's going on.
Two
any
strikes
type of criminal
you got
activity.
You.
Yeah.
But the flip side is you do music.
Yeah.
You do videos.
Awesome videos.
And you surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
So in case nobody told you or have to tell you yet, you're on the right track, bro.
Yeah.
It's just about staying focused, doing the work, and not being afraid to ask for help. Period. You can't be afraid to ask for help. Close mouth don't get fed.
That's right.
Right? The fact that ASAP, A's, whatever y'all want to call them, decided to befriend Keon. And you tagged along, right? It's not a coincidence, bro.
Yeah, I told him that.
It's not.
He was excited, though. He's very humble.
You know, it's really not. And I don't say that because he's here. I say that because what he did is called mentorship in the professional world.
Yep.
That's what it's called.
And that's what we need more of.
That's what it's called.
Building relationships with one another.
It's called
stop trying to tear each other
when
down.
When we go to places and we do live podcasts, we call it, we network with people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what y'all doing right now. Y'all building. Y'all setting the stage for other young black men mm-hmm. in the city of Philadelphia. I don't have to be from your neighborhood.
Yep.
We don't have to go to the same school. We don't have to know each other to come together and create greatness, bro. Stay focused.
Tell me something, Jake. What type of motivation or what would you say to the youth that have experienced some losses like you have experienced, you know, with parents and having no guidance in the communities that we live in? Like, what would you say to those children, that person that's listening right now to this podcast? What would you say to them?
Just stay focused. Do what you want to do. Like, don't do what anybody else wants you to do. Do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do anything, because you really can. You can do anything. You can do anything. No matter what happened, you always going to be able to do anything. So I feel like, you know, take that pain and turn it into champagne. Like, really go. Like, don't look back.
Juice. But we need like a boing.
And yo,
like
a- yo, listen. And if you listening, and if I hear anybody use that, I'm suing you. You better not use Take That Pain and turn it into champagne. That come from our show. We suing you. As a matter of fact, I'm claiming that.
How you get my line, bro?
How you get my line, bro?
Yo, first we got Keon talking about.
What you say? Doing the wrong thing is easy.
Right?
And now we got turning pain into champagne. Bro, I already got that copy written, people.
Oh, my God. It's cool. So, listen.
No, listen. Listen, so for the people that's listening out there, y'all already know we just having fun.
Yeah, we don't promote nobody to go and drink no champagne.
It's not about... this is not a podcast where it's all tears. We going to laugh. Yeah, we're going to definitely laugh. Yeah. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We probably going to argue with each other. But at the end of the day, right, we want y'all out there to feel the love.
Yeah. And we don't argue. We have disagreements. There's a difference.
Jacob, hit him with that line again. Turn what? Turn what? Champagne. Say it again.
Champagne.
Yo, listen it. I'm telling y'all, I got two good lawyers. Y'all better not take that line. God.
Yeah.
So wait. So let me ask Jake before we let Jake go. Let me ask Jake something. So Jake, so when you get into a moment, when you get into a space. Like I was saying, when you get into these spaces, because we what I learned about grief and speaking to a lot of people that experience grief on such a significant level as like we did, you know, when you're feeling in the moments, when you're feeling a little depressed, like what are some of your like what do you do? It's like so for me, I know that when I'm going into a depression around like anniversary times, when I start closing blinds. And my children know if I'm sitting in the dark space, if I'm sitting somewhere, you know, they know mommy going through something. So what I started doing was I started creating a wellness list, right? And that's why I had y'all create a self-plan and wellness list, because we need to be able to identify when we're going through emotional stages, right? When we're going through the stages of despair, like, you know, that gratitude list. We need to really, I encourage anybody that's listening to this podcast, create a gratitude list. Create a list where as though when you know that you know, approaching an anniversary or you just going through something, maybe it's just an overwhelming with school or, you know, maybe you just got told no about a position you want for work. You know, like, what do you do when you're in those moments to make you happy? So, Jake, what do you do when you feel like when anniversary dates approach or when you're feeling down and sad? What do you do to make you feel better? Like, what do you do to put you back on a place of gratitude, that peaceful train of gratitude?
I go into my music and I go write. I go either write or I go record, and I just express myself through my music mainly.
Through your music?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried any professional help?
No.
No, that was never an avenue for you.
No.
You find that this one is very beneficial, the music and writing lyrics.
Yeah.
How did you get so talented with that camera? Like, you, listen, you keep making me cry. Listen, between you, Ace, and Maj 23X, like, I just can't wait to see what y'all gonna put together. I mean, like, I think just putting them three together, I'm telling you, we need passes now. Like, we might as well just make fake passes. Like, we might as well just make fake passes for when the show start, because once they get on the road, I don't think we're going to be able to get them.
I don't need fake passes. I discovered them. I am the manager. People, if you out there listening, DM me if you want them to come to your show.
Wait, so you're going to leave? What about me? Like,
you're the mother.
I'm not the mother.
You're always going to have a pass.
Oh, my God.
You always got a pass. I got to try to keep mine. You ain't got to keep yours. I got to keep mine. But I will say this, though, for anybody that's out there. Yo, if you have an event, community event coming up, rec centers, whatever.
Proms.
Yo, DM us, man. Get these balls up in there. Guarantee you that will bring the whole youth community with them.
Jacob know how to bring the vision and light. I'm telling you.
Like, because I'm telling you, if you don't fall behind them right now.
They're going to be too expensive.
God. By the time they hit this level in a few months, I don't want you to be like, talk to them, Swab. No. Yesterday's price just went up.
Wow.
Went up. So get them right now when we at 50-50.
And guess what? They humble.
They're very humble.
They humble. They might just do it for free. I hope not. they don't do it for free, but they just might do it for free because they're that kind of people. So y'all better hurry up and get them into them rec centers, get them on the stage, get them in them summer block parties. Mm-hmm. They hot. They
Jake,
are hot.
How could the everybody watching your podcast that's listening, that's viewing it, that's tuning in, and that's listening to this podcast, this is a nationwide podcast.
Nationwide. Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and all your major platforms. All you have to do is people is go to True Crime, True Story Network, and see in the eyes of a grieving mother.
With that being said, Jake, could you let everybody know how can they get in touch with you if they wanted to book you for any event, or if you got someone that's listening and saying, like we want to do a song. His music videos is, I'm telling you, like his music video is insane. Like, I might need you to sign, get an autograph before we let him go. I'm telling you, I see it. They're gonna be so big, like we're not gonna be able to get an autograph.
I mean, you got any siblings?
I got my sister, older sister.
You got a brother?
No.
What you mean, though?
No, bro.
Right, so Alex said you got him now.
Yo, that's my little brother, right? So if y'all want to book him, just contact me. I got you.
Listen, share on the mic.
I got you.
How can people get you if they want to book you for anything? Instagram. Your music, any videos, or for you to be, featured in any of their songs?
My artist Instagram is Tash Squiddy, TashSquiddy. And my photography and video page is, of course, by JM, OFCBYJPM on Instagram.
So you do parties, weddings?
All that.
You heard that, right?
You do everything.
Even private shootings, people. Let's get it.
So let's drop some gems before we let go. Good grief. I like to say that. That's good grief. You know what I'm saying? So what would you drop? What type of gem would you drop to your generation, your population right now, your age bracket, individuals that's listening right now? What would you give them? Like, what would be something that you would share with them on a positive note right now?
Hold on. Not only an individual that's listening, but an individual that perhaps lost a parent to that. You know, what would you tell them? Like, yo, what would you tell me? If you was talking to somebody that just lost their parents yesterday,
I would tell you stay creative. Like, just keep going. Like, it get bad. Yeah, it get hard. It get dark. It get real dark. You gonna get angry. You gonna get sad. I mean, everybody different. Everybody handle it different. But for me, I just always like even when my mom was still here and my dad passed away, like, I always had my eyes on the prize, like, always, like, no matter what, no matter how dark it got, my eyes, like, that light is always there, so I'm just ready to get it every day, like, that's my reason, like, I'm here today, is to go and chase what I always wanted, and I know my mom would want me to do that, too. I know they would both want me to do that. Like, it's better than just not doing nothing, sitting around, running in the streets, killing everybody and killing each other. Like, it's no, like, go do something actually productive that you want to do. Stay creative. Like, learn stuff. If you want to do something, learn it and do it. Do it the right way. Do it your way. That's what I would say.
I need an autograph.
In the words of my little homie Keon, it's easy.
It's easy.
Easy.
Very easy.
To do wrong.
You just heard it from Young Jake. Y'all better book him now. I'm telling you. Like, and that's the podcast. That's episode 3.
In the eyes.
Go ahead, Jake. Let's let Jake say it. Go ahead, Jake.
In the eyes of a grieving mother.
Boom.